The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
From zero waste to hydro-treated vegetable oil, some Irish businesses are getting it right when it comes to sustainability. But why do companies need to start looking at ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social and Governance Compliance? Joe Lennon, who's editor of the climate section of the Sunday Times Ireland, sustainability columnist with Irish Country Magazine, is with me now. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
All right, you wanted me to talk about CSRD. What in God's name is CSRD?
Oh, you're not the only person who's asking that question, but basically CSRD is a new kind of legislation and reporting that's coming down the tracks very, very quickly. It stands for Corporate Social Responsibility Directive. And basically what it is asking companies to do is to report on their environmental and social impact. And while CSRD has been kind of floating around the ether for a while, it's kind of like the GDPR thing. Like, everyone hears about it. They kind of know we need to do something about it, but nobody's actually acting on it. And it's coming down the tracks extremely quickly.
When does it take effect? When do companies have to start reporting under CSRD?
So basically, it depends on the size of the company, but larger companies need to start reporting and having those reports audited from the 1st of January next year, 2025, and then SMEs are the 1st of January, 2026. So it's extremely close. And what I would say is that you're having to report on everything within the company. So you kind of need to be starting now to be in time for that deadline.
So what do you have to measure? I mean, how many toilet rolls you lose? I don't know. I mean, is it a box ticking exercise, like 25, 40, 60 categories, and you have to like fill in the dots?
Yeah, basically. And again, it depends on your kind of company. It depends on what kind of supply chains you're using. But it is a very, very, very thorough examination of the entire company. And really, this is a way of trying to get companies to clean up their supply chains, to minimize their environmental and social impact. But it's massive. And I just don't think enough people are talking about it. So I thought it would be good just to remind people, go on to the government's website and just check, first of all, is your company, does it need to do it? And I think that's the problem. A lot of SMEs will think that maybe they don't have to, and it's for bigger companies, but most companies are going to have to report on this.
You were saying that if a small company, for example, is supplying a bigger company that is under this legislation, the small company will be caught up as well.
This is it, and I think that's what people maybe don't realise. You'll be getting an email. If you're supplying a big company, they'll be emailing you saying, listen, we need all this information because we need to put it into our report. So there's very, very few people who are going to, you know, avoid this, so it's definitely worth starting to get to look at.
Okay, is any other country doing this? I mean, are we laggards in this field, or are we still trying to be best boy in class?
Well, this is across Europe.
Is anyone doing it? That's the question.
They are, and a lot of the large companies are already doing this in terms of, you know, they've done it through different routes. So some companies have been using all different types of ratings. One that I think maybe people will have heard of is B Corp, which is this basically an auditing of 80 different data points across a company. And if you reach a certain amount of those that are kind of greenlit, you get B Corp certification, which is becoming very popular and it's very trendy. So a lot of people are doing B Corp certification, and then that basically is their CSRD readiness. So you will see companies doing that. So some are very, you know, down the tracks on this, but the majority are not, and they're catching up now.
Now, you want to bring some examples of companies in Ireland which are getting it right.
Yeah, and thankfully there are lots of companies that are getting it right. I suppose one of the ones that I always come back to is Unpost, because it's kind of an unexpected one and people may not be aware of what they're doing, but they've been super aggressive across environmental and social governance. So in terms of their environmental impact, they were the first postal company in the world to achieve zero carbon emissions across their delivery, which is fantastic.
Now, how are they doing that? Because with the smaller delivery, I see them all the time, electric vehicles, and you see post people on bicycles.
Yes.
Which have electric motors on some of them, and some people still do it the old fashioned way. But what about the big trucks that go between the sorting offices and distribution around the country?
And this is really where they get so interesting and it's fascinating. They were the first company in Ireland to try out HVO, which is hydro treated vegetable oil. And they took a big risk. They said, we're going to try it with heavy duty vehicles, which obviously are very essential in delivering our post. And it really worked. It's taken off. It's helped them reduce their carbon emissions, I think, by over 80%. And they really were kind of guinea pigs. And I guess that's the great thing about Unpost. They have been guinea pigs in so many different ways, even in terms of, you know, retrofitting their postal offices. Any mistakes they made, they were willing to share with other companies and say, this is how we did it.
In terms of social initiatives, because it's all about that as well, and they're very active there.
They are. They're the first major company in Ireland to report a zero gender pay gap for the second consecutive year in 2022, which, by the way, is staggering. I can't believe they're the only company that have kind of done that, which is is crazy. But they've also launched really great initiatives, including their new literacy initiative, which is Unlocking Life. And they've basically, they're training different employees within Unpost to go out into the community and help adults learn how to read, which is amazing.
Now, let's talk about some retailers. Brown Thomas, Arnott's and Supervalue have decided they're going to go really green. So how do they do that?
Really interesting. So with Brown Thomas and Arnott's, which are now one company, they've kind of taken a great approach in that not only have they done, you know, the general things of going, you know, green energy in their stores and reducing waste and all that kind of stuff, they've also used their power to go up the chain. So by 2025, they're going to ensure that all of their major fabrics, so the likes of leather, feather, they're all going to have to be certified from their suppliers. So what they're saying is we're actually using our power here to go back to suppliers and say, you need to do better for our customers, which is fantastic. Supervalue have taken a very different tact. They've basically attach themselves to very well established you know, kind of NGOs and bodies. So they have a great initiative with GIY, which is Grow It Yourself, which basically goes into schools and helps children to grow their own food, which has been shown to really improve, you know, children's health, their relationship with food. So far, they've helped educate over 100,000 kids. They're also the sponsor of Tidy Towns. So they help to ensure that about 3 million hours of work is volunteered around the country. Mm-hmm. So they've gone at it in a different way, but again, super effective.
Sounds like counterintuitive. If you grow your own, you're not going into Supervalue to buy stuff.
I think you would think, but it's very clever. Imagine if you're sending your kid to school and they come back saying, oh my God, Supervalue and GIY were in, they were great. You'll probably do your shopping there.
Okay, how's the fashion business doing?
So in Ireland, there's some great fashion independent labels that are still surviving and thriving. One that's really exciting is Aoife McNamara, who's down in Adair. She works in a little thatched cottage there and she's really cool, very Gen Z. She's got a massive following on social media and she really makes sustainability a lifestyle. And like I mentioned with B Corp, she's the first Irish company to be B Corp, fashion company to be B Corp certified in Ireland, which is a massive deal. And I think what it really shows is that even though Aoife has a small thriving company, it shows that you don't need to be a massive business to really make sustainability changes. If you're small, you're very agile, and that could be your benefit.
Now, seaweed-based fabrics, that's all very sustainable and all the rest of it. But she also actually seems, again, counterintuitive, helps people to learn how to repair their existing stuff so they don't have to buy from her.
Which is so fantastic. Yes, she brings people into her cottage and she teaches people how to repair. And it really just feeds into this greater ethos, which is so exciting, of businesses doing good. And that's the whole thing behind things like B Corp. It's like, you know, you can have profit, but you can also have a really good impact on people and the planet.
Now, the other thing we have to watch out for is greenwashing, where people make claims that are not so.
Yes, and you know what? The legislation is coming down so hard on people. Just last month in the UK, we saw fashion brands ASOS and Boohoo get called out for greenwashing. And the kind of things that they got in trouble for were using very vague terminology. So saying that a top was sustainable or green, or using labels that had kind of, you know, leaves painted on it. Anything like that that's ambiguous, that's going to mislead consumers, is now
claiming
illegal.
Something organic when it's not.
Yes, or being unclear, you know, saying it's organic, but then actually when you do the research, it's 12% organic and the rest is recycled polyester. So companies have to be very, very explicit.
And even some big companies like Lego, they look at their own supply chains and sometimes they find things they did not expect.
Yeah, and you know, Lego is a great example, because in 2015, they basically announced that all of their bricks, they were going to try and find a way to make them with non-petroleum based plastic. So they spent, you know, about 10 years, millions of euro researching it, and they came out to say, you know what, it actually can't be done. So that's a great example of a company, you know, trying, not succeeding, but being really honest and trying to push back against greenwashing, being like, look, we're still trying, but there's a long way to go.
But the transparency is great. And
exactly.
Joe, thank you very much for joining us. Joe Lennon is climate editor at the Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist with the Irish Country magazine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.